Qatar says it believes an American report which points the finger of blame at the United Arab Emirates for alleged hacking of Qatar's state news agency. Doha said the UAE's hack of Qatar's state news agency is a crime and violation of international law. Abu Dhabi's ambassador to Washington, Yusuf Al Otaiba, rejected the article, saying that Qatar's funding for terrorist groups forced the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Egypt to cut diplomatic ties and to impose an embargo on Doha. The UAE Foreign Minister Anwar Gargash has also said the report is not true.
Of course not. Of course not. And I think already our embassy in Washington has put these denials in place. And I think this is a crisis, and there's a lot of rumors and a lot of false news and stories. And, you know, this is going to die out. It's not true.
On Sunday, the Washington Post cited officials as saying that newly analyzed information by U.S. intelligence agencies confirmed senior UAE officials discussed the hacking plan and its implementation. According to the American officials, it is unclear if the UAE carried out the hacking attack itself or contracted it. Ruzbali Abadi, managing partner at Global Growth Advisors, joins us from New York. So the plot thickens. First of all, why is the U.S. revealing this now, or the timing of this to come out at this point, do you think?
We don't know, Kaveh. We just know that everything is sparked based on today's Washington Post front page report that the UAE was behind the hacking. But right now, the crisis is too deep for this to change the dynamics in any shape or form. One could argue that the U.S. decided to reveal that information, at least, or Washington Post decided to do so in order to decompress the tension in a way, which means tell the UAE and also tell the Saudi Arabia to slow down on their harsh reaction towards Qatar and towards Doha. But we don't know yet. But what we do know is the crisis at this point is very deep. I don't believe what just took place, meaning the Washington Post report, is going to dramatically change the dynamics between the Arab countries, in particular GCC countries. Right now, what we are seeing is this wide division. And the wide division, we thought, is going to impact Doha economically more so than what it's doing it right now. We just look at, after the report came out, we looked at the Bloomberg's numbers. When it comes down to 12 months futures of Qatari Riyal, we haven't seen that much pessimism or political pessimism injected into the markets altogether. But I think what we're seeing right now, we're entering the game of he said that or he said this. So there's going to be more, if you will, dramatic stories coming out of the GCC crisis. But the worst is happening right now. I think regardless of the hacking, Saudi, Qatar were on the path of confrontation, and this is going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, okay, so if it's going to get worse, how much worse? What would be the consequences of it getting worse? One camp, or particular different analysts, I should say, have said this may lead to the breakup of the GCC group of Persian Gulf countries.
Well, practically, we're seeing it, at least politically, fragmented at this point, if it's not the total breakdown. But what we are seeing right now, we have two countries in GCC, Oman and Kuwait, that are not entirely happy about the Saudi move. And they're, in a way, caught in between the crossfire between Saudi and Doha, Riyadh and Doha. But what most likely will happen, I would argue that we will see Qatar and Turkey will develop further ties based on their military cooperation that they already have. I think what's happening, in particular Trump administration, the State Department, they got a wake-up call that they got to be careful, because this is really dividing the Sunni alliance that the Trump administration was hoping for, that being led by the Saudis. In fact, I think Saudis' behavior thus far, in particular Riyadh's behavior thus far, is going to become more, in a way, drastic as a result of the potential, if you will, ceasefire in Syria. So you will see them shift the political drama and also the friction probably between Riyadh and Doha in the coming weeks, if not coming months. But by getting it worse, I don't believe, Kaveh, we will have military confrontation. but we will be shy of that. There's going to be a lot of friction and a lot of he said this, he said that, and hacking story is just one of those stories. But I think part of the hacking story to be coming out on Washington Post front page was in a way to put pressures on the Saudis and the UAE to stop or reduce their harsh criticism of Doha.
Pleasure talking to you. Thank you. And it's good to see you. Ruzba Ali Awadi, managing partner at Global Growth Advisors from New York.